Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict XVI received the bishops of Nigeria on Saturday. They're in Rome on their ad limina visits. Chris Altieri reports.
Pope Benedict XVI's remarks focused on the Church's remarkable recent growth in Nigeria, as well as the ways in which the Church can act as a catalyst for social cohesion.
The abundant priestly and religious vocations are also a clear sign of the work of the Spirit among you. For these graces, I give thanks to God. I express my exposition to you and to the priests, religious and catechists, who have labored in the Lord's vineyard.
The Pope went on to say the bishop's efforts to promote goodwill can help the Church become a clearer sign and instrument of communion with God and of the unity of the whole human race.
Your dedication to derive from Catholic principles enlightened comments on current national problems is greatly appreciated. The natural law, inscribed by the Creator on the heart of every human being, and the Gospel, properly understood and applied to civic and political realities, do not in any way reduce the range of valid political options. On the contrary, they constitute a guarantee offered to all citizens of a life of freedom with respect for their dignity as persons and protection from ideological manipulation and abuse based in the law of the strongest.
The Pope also looked forward to the upcoming African Synod of Bishops, saying the bishops there will address, among other themes, the topic of ethnic unrest.
The marvelous image of the heavenly Jerusalem, the gathering of innumerable men and women from every tribe and tongue and people and nation who have been ransomed by the blood of Christ, encourages you to confront the challenge of ethnic conflict wherever present, even within the Church.
Pope Benedict told the bishops their readiness to adapt to others is an eloquent sign that, as the new family of all who believe in Christ, there is no place in the Church for any kind of division, and that catechumens and neophytes must be taught to accept this truth as they make their commitment to Christ and to a life of Christian love. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.